From the bedside manner of surgeons to music in the operating room, today we've been talking about aspects of the medical profession we don't usually hear about on the news. For our next story, we head to a hospital in Seattle that approached cost-cutting in a very interesting way, with a ball of blue yarn and a trip to Toyota's headquarters. And this piece comes to us from the podcast 99% Invisible and producers David Weinberg and Roman Mars.
In 1998, Dr. Gary Kaplan, the CEO of Virginia Mason Medical Center in Seattle, received some bad news about his hospital.
It was losing money.
That voice is David Weinberg, who's doing our reporting for us today. So back to the story. To stem losses at Virginia Mason, Dr. Kaplan starts studying how other hospitals are managed.
So he started scouring the country, looking for a hospital with a management system worth adopting.
And if you're anything like me, when you hear the phrase management system, part of your brain begins to shut down and another part of your brain prepares itself for hearing a lot of either complete nonsense or common sense tarted up with unnecessary jargon. But really, all you need to understand here is that Dr. Kaplan was looking for a hospital that had processes and procedures that were better than what he was already using. But he never found one. So instead, he ended up in Japan.
At a Toyota factory.
Yep, the automobile company. And this whole multi-year overhaul started with a ball of blue yarn. The staff met with a sensei and he took out the ball of blue yarn and a map of the hospital. And he told the staff to trace the path a cancer patient would take on a typical visit for chemotherapy treatment.
And then the yarn went across a couple inches and then it maybe went up approximately 5 inches to where they'd have to get their blood drawn. And then they would go up to the 14th floor and on the cardboard that was like maybe 4 inches above that.
Michelle Wetland is a nurse manager at Virginia Mason.
And it was so big on our board that we just had to keep winding it around itself.
And that's Dr. Henry Otero.
Creating kind of this circular maze, like you would wind a yo-yo.
And when we looked at it, we were amazed at how far our patients traveled.
The blue yarn told the story of what Virginia Mason was doing wrong.
We couldn't conceive of it intellectually until we saw it visually.
And the story it told was not a good one to Dr. Otero.
He thought he was providing exceptional care for his patients.
They basically came into my exam room and they left. And I really said, I'm a great doctor. Look at this great care I give. I see them, I send them out, and they just must feel like they have this great experience of having care here.
Then he saw the twisting path of the blue yarn.
Oh, how awful it is for them. How awful it must be to really wait everywhere along the way, and that I was contributing to that. I couldn't accept it anymore.
The staff completely redesigned the cancer center.
The new design put patients on the outer edges of the building, in these rooms with big windows that let in natural light and provided views of the Puget Sound.
But in order to give the patients these rooms, they had to take them away from the doctors who had their offices there.
Some doctors were so angry they quit. But Dr. Otero says that everyone who stayed realizes it was the right thing to do for the patients.
It totally was the right decision. There's not even a question about it.
It was designed to create an environment of healing. We use colors of nature, so yellow for sunshine, and we have browns to simulate and greens to simulate nature. And we have a water wall.
And just so you don't think that this new management system resulted only in natural colored walls and big windows. The whole reason why this blue yarn was unspooled to begin with was to save the hospital money. And it did. And it also made it a safer place.
From 2007 to 2009, Virginia Mason was so much safer that their insurance expenses declined by an astonishing 37%, while simultaneously increasing the number of patients they treated, all without having to hire any additional staff. And yet some people still scoff at the idea of Toyota-inspired management.
I was on a boat once, and someone said to me, so are you guys still building Toyotas in your basement? I mean, I was offended because I knew that what we're doing here is really good. And I said to him, you know, you can say what you want to make fun of what we're doing, but we're trying to do the best by the patient.
99% Invisible was produced this week by David Weinberg and me, Roman Mars, with support from Lunar, making a difference with creativity. It's a project of KALW and the American Institute of Architects, San Francisco. To find out more, go to the website 99percentinvisible.org.